Welcome to the Stuffed Fabulist on Air, audio commentaries by Jeffrey Grosshans from the website www.stuffedfabulous.com. These copyrighted commentaries present an independent point of view in the form of original fables and parables on psychological, social, political, spiritual, and philosophical questions of today. The ultimate moral or lesson of each tale is left to the listener to decide. For those who wonder how a people can blithely continue to bear an ever larger national debt while extending huge tax cuts to the wealthy few and pork barrel bonanzas to the politically connected, the following tale from the annals of anthropology may provide one answer. The Tribe. Once anthropologists discovered a primitive tribe whose members wore nothing but pieces of their children's skin. At first, it was thought this tribe's unusual behavior had evolved in total isolation. No other explanation suggested itself for such a bizarre and seemingly short-sighted practice. With further study, however, it became clear they'd actually adopted the custom of skinning their young from a much larger tribe, one numbering in the hundreds of millions and spread over an entire continent. Researchers identified at least two periods of contact between these groups, both resulting in the transfer of important rituals. One of the rites passed on at the time of the first contact solved the nagging problem encountered during periods of shrinking resources of having more mouths to feed than tribal headmen had either the will or the wits to address. With much beating of drums and choreographed song and dance, the most unproductive members of the tribe, aging grandparents, were placed between a rock and a hard place, then abandoned to their fate. There was no denying that left to their declining powers, the old might suffer, but mercifully, not for long. And on the brighter side, their sons and daughters could then get on with their own lives, reassured they'd been cruel only to be kind. Freed of any obligation now to care for those judged to be a drag upon the tribe, they could concentrate on enjoying the fruits of their good fortune without cease or second thought. And the more of these fruits they enjoyed, the more, it soon became clear, they felt they deserved. As a result, time-honored practices to bring about a redistribution of wealth every once in a while for the good of all tribal members fell into disfavor or were actually abolished at the insistence of powerful, well-connected clans intent on keeping all their trinkets and tubers for themselves. Community spirit and mutual sacrifice rapidly gave way to hoarding, and hoarding gave way to conspicuous gluttonous surfeit on the one hand, and deepening want on the other, as those with the most got more, and those with the least ended up with even less. Claiming the good life for oneself alone, though, never pausing to doubt this was one's due, or that it might ever come to an end, can take an unexpected toll on those who follow such belief systems. As the outcome of this insatiable self-regard grew more and more grossly apparent, and many of the tribe began to find their skins drawn thin over swelling excess, few any longer had the ability to restrain themselves, or even to acknowledge a price must eventually be paid for such dangerous lack of control. Fortunately, just when it appeared the future of this tribe as a whole might be in real jeopardy, the second great transfer of rights occurred, one fitting easily into the existing socio-mythic structure that already included the timely abandonment of grandparents who'd outlived their productivity and/or utility. Faced with the mushrooming consequences of their appetite, The tribe gratefully adopted the practice of flaying one's own offspring whenever needed to provide that extra stretch of skin to save one from splitting wide open. Since their genotype was close to yours, the justification went, what better way for them to honor their kinship obligations than by volunteering patches of their skin to graft over the growing holes in your own? After all, you gave them that skin in the first place, so wasn't it only natural to expect they'd pay back the debt when the time came, and with interest? Flush with this confidence, one might carry on the most expansive, even outsized of lifestyles, without undue concern for the consequences, and without having to reassess what soon took on the aura of hallowed tradition. For whatever the unwelcome result of the tribe's runaway cravings, its children could still be expected to sacrifice themselves for the good of their elders, couldn't they? And if that sacrifice wasn't enough, there would always be the skin of the next generation. And the next. And the next. More fables and parables like the one you've just heard are available for reading, downloading, and forwarding at www.stuffedfabulous.com. Bound collections of tales in the series Likely Stories, Contemporary Fables and Parables, Volumes 1, 2, and 3 can also be ordered through bookstores or directly through the orders page on the website.